The US Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
And one last time this week with Feeling. Harley Carnes, welcome.
Hi there. How's it going, Chris?
Doing very well, thank you. Legalized marijuana. It apparently leads to more vehicle accidents.
Yeah, this is a study by the Highway Loss Data Institute. They're a big research group, and they say the collision claims in Colorado, in Washington, and Oregon, where, you know, recreational marijuana is legal, went up 2.7% since the sales began, and that's compared to surrounding states. They took into consideration all the things you'd expect them to, the number of vehicles, the age, the gender, the weather, even whether the driver was, you know, who was claiming, making a claim was employed or not. And there's no doubt that evidently that's the case. As the president of an industry group, Northwest Insurance Council, said, it would appear the use of marijuana contributes to crashes. What will happen from this is probably not much.
Yeah, that's right. Probably not much. It doesn't matter. Democrats lose, giving Trump's agenda a boost.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we mentioned the race in Georgia. There was another race, too, in South Carolina. This makes 4-4 that the Republicans have won undefeated in special elections this year. And in each of those races, the Democrats had called them a referendum on President Trump and his policies. Mm. They would have used those successes had they had them, you know, in 2018 and the elections to come. So if it's all true and it was a referendum, then Trump's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
And they'll be moving a little bit, maybe with a bit more alacrity toward reducing the weight of government on taxpayers. In other words, cutting taxes, reforming taxes, reforming the nation's health care laws, things like that.
And beware the nicotine habit.
Yeah, that's for sure. The need to smoke led to the arrest of a woman who was running from the police. They were trying to stop a car. They knew it had been stolen. She was behind the wheel, refused to stop, even injured one officer when she backed into his patrol car, led them on a half-hour-long high-speed chase. Finally, she got a little tired or maybe overcome by the need to feed her nicotine Jones. She pulled into a residential neighborhood. She stopped. She fired up a cigarette. And stood up through the sunroof to have a smoke. And of course, she refused to leave the car, and the police arrested her. Beware.
That's a habit.
That's a habit. It's a bad habit.
You're not wrong. Harley, thank you very much. Alan returns on Monday. I look forward to having a chat again down the track.
All right. Thanks a lot. See you later, Chris.
Good on you. With all his U.S. news today, Harley Carnes.